that this hickory nut, not a hickory nut, walnut.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's supposed to be walnut.
And the, you know, you've seen the walnuts before, right?
Oh, of course, I've got some little porch.
Okay, you know, there are two coverings on them.
That's the green hull.
Uh-huh.
And then the, now what, the green, wait a minute now, the hickory nut has a, what is the outer coat called? Peter, why don't you go on and lie down?
What about birch?
Well, that's a, hull? that is a,
shell.
No, the hull and the shell. The outer part is the hull and the inner shell.
Okay.
You crack the shell. Now, that the burr is a chestnut. We didn't name that. That has the burr.
Okay. This is a kind of food about the size of an apple, and it grows in Florida.
You said there is a fruit that
grows
an orange?
Okay. And if you had a bowl of oranges, and one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are
gone.
Okay. And this is a little red vegetable.
A person who can't hear at all is deaf.
Okay. And if a man has been working hard, he'd take off his shirt and say, look how I
have sweated.
Or, yesterday I worked hard and
I sweated.
Okay. And a discharging sore that comes to a head.
Is a boil.
Okay, and the stuff inside of it
is the pus.
Okay. And say, a bee stung me in my hand.
And it has swollen.
Okay. And yesterday a bee stung me in my hand. What else?
Oh, what did I say about that before?
You can say it is swollen of my hand. What else?
Well, it is.
Well.
Hmm?
My hand?
My hand did swell yesterday.
Okay. And you say my hand what?
Swelled yesterday.
Okay. And the stuff inside of blister is?
Was the pus that came out. But now, if it's a burn, well, that's a blister. But now, the what comes out of the blister, where you have a burn, it's watery. It's like water.
And if you're in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a, what? Not a cut, but
a wound.
Okay. And if the wound doesn't heal quickly, you call that sometimes a cut.
The infection is called a proud flesh or something.
Okay.
The wound is supposed to be cleaned.
Yeah. Okay, and if you get a cut on your finger, you might put this brown liquid on the skin.
Brown liquid, if you have a cut.
Yeah.
Well, if I have a cut, the first thing I do is to douse it with the turpentine.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little brown, little
Is it one of the, what do you wrap it in?
No. Okay, you could put methylclove or methylate or something. This is something like that, only it's brown and it stings.
I don't
have it in the medicine cabinet.
I don't think I have the iodine.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of iodine. I don't use that. Once I stuck my foot in, I was out in Los Angeles, and almost got an infection. I stuck, you know where they put the soap, I went to step over there, and the soap tongue went in between my, it stuck me in between my tongue.